With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump defending the 50-day window he's giving Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Greg Clugston reports.
The president this week threatened to hit Russia with economic penalties if it fails to end its war with Ukraine within 50 days. And he pushed back on the idea that waiting 7 weeks is too long.
Oh, I don't think 50 days is very long. And it could be sooner than that. I don't think 50 days is very long.
The president said he's on neither Ukraine's side nor Russia's side.
You know what the side I'm on? Humanity's side.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Trump administration pushing $9.4 billion in cuts to NPR, PBS, and some foreign aid programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress has until the end of the week to pass a bill that fulfills the president's request to cancel billions in previously approved spending.
The Friday deadline looms. We're encouraging our Senate partners over there to get the job done and to pass it as is. That's what we did. It reflects the intention and the view of the House. This, in our view, was low-hanging fruit.
And Johnson says Republicans want to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Republicans had to make some adjustments to ensure protection for tribal radio stations. Here's Bob Agnew with more on the story.
Senator Mike Rounds went head-to-head with GOP colleagues, demanding the rescission bill not cut funding for tribal radio stations in South Dakota. He wrote on X, "I will now vote to support President Trump's rescission package to claw back $9.4 billion in federal spending." Rounds went on to say tribal broadcast services in South Dakota provide potentially life-saving emergency alerts. He says the deal was made to secure the broadcast funding by redirecting funds that had previously been allocated to former President Biden's Green New Deal. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. Another poll indicating trouble for men in America.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern reporting the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. Estimated 1 million Iranians have converted to Christianity. ICC also reports thousands of mosques in Iran have closed their doors recently for lack of parishioners. Religion is associated with the Iran regime that has brought poverty and war to much of the country. This is SRN News. While college sports are seeing major changes these days, we might be seeing a change or two in Major League Baseball. Participation in the 2028 Summer Olympics, topics being discussed during baseball's All-Star break. Also, a labor stoppage next year could create some big changes as well as problems. Here's Gethin Coolbaugh.
Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities. Manfred and Clark say plans are moving ahead, exploring the possibility of using major leaguers in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, a tournament that could be played on an extended All-Star break. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.